कृष्णा, डिल्यूजन मेक्स अ लाइफ सस्टेनिंग एक्टिविटी इनटू अ लाइफ थ्रेटनिंग एक्टिविटी. व्हेन वी कम टुगेदर विद आवर फ्रेंड्स एंड लव्ड वंस एंड ईट फूड, वी टॉक ओवर फूड, वी एक्सचेंज जोक्स, वी एक्सचेंज नोट्स एंड वी फील एट होम, वी फील कंफर्टेबल, वी फील अ सेंस ऑफ बिलोंगिंग. एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट eating together, chatting together with friends is one of the most stress relieving, joyful, risk free activities. And yet the power of delusion is so great that it can convert such an activity into a dangerous activity, a life threatening activity. How is that? It happens when we start eating irrationally, we start eating excessively, we start eating inappropriately. Then the food, instead of sustaining our life, starts threatening our life. Today, actually, obesity is a serious issue in the world. And obesity is one of the top causes of preventable disease and death. Even, of course, obesity can lead to diabetes. It can aggravate heart problems, it can aggravate back problems. And obesity is just one issue. If we eat inappropriate food, so many other problems can also come up. And thus, the food that we eat, that is meant to nourish us, but when we eat the wrong kind of food, we eat it in the wrong quantities, then it can, instead of nourishing us, it can damage us. And sometimes, if we are associating with the wrong kind of people, then by association of those kind of people, they impel us to eat the wrong kinds of food. So they may impel us to eat meat, they may impel us to drink, and these harm us. So the commensality is the act of eating together. So now, actually, that instead of nourishing, relaxing us, can actually endanger us more. Although we feel relaxed, we are inviting danger. We are literally putting danger into our mouth. And thus, the power of delusion is that it can transform that which is life-sustaining into life-threatening. And the Bhagavad Gita talks about food and eating in general in different modes. And it talks about how Uchishtam api chamedhyam bhojanam tamasah prem yata yamam gatarasam bhuti parishitam chayat Uchishtam api chamedhyam bhojanam tamasah priyam. Yata yamam gatarasam, when rasa has gone from food, puti paryushitam chayat. So, actually speaking, there is, when we think of food as, we don't discriminate properly in choosing the right kind of food. We eat stale food, we eat rotten food, and often much of meat is actually rotten or rotting. It may not seem rotten or rotting, but by the time it digests, it goes into our food and it digests, it rots very quickly. The human digestive system is more tuned for herbivorous food. And when we eat food which is meant for carnivores, it rots very quickly in our body long before the body has processed and digested, and thus it affects us adversely. And in this way, we end up in trouble. So there are people literally who have eaten their way to death. Today, when people just live on a diet of fast foods, they live on a diet that is distressful and dangerous for them, then they court death. So this is the power of delusion. While talking about food in tamo, Rajoguna also Krishna says that dukkha shoka maya prada tikshna ruksha vidahina. So such food gives dukkha shoka amaya, that it gives misery, it causes lamentation, and it causes disease. So in contrast, if we turn our consciousness towards God, we learn how life's purpose ultimately is to link with God, to love God, and how eating can be an activity that bonds us with Him and bonds us with others in relationship with Him. And we offer sanctified, healthy food to Him and honor that food. And by that, we can all move closer to Krishna, closer to lasting fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.